heck is she?
She's having some technical difficulties, but she will be with us shortly.
Really?
Yes.
All right, our remarkable Queen of Cheap will join us with the big deals today. Jennifer Horn, later on in the hour, reports exclusively on the story behind the story. The television station in San Francisco, KTVU, that had anchors reporting... Plus news from Glee, right? A fellow that was on Glee died.
Yes, over the weekend.
Over the weekend, yeah. Mm-hmm. And a little, we ought to... We got some... well, gossip shouldn't take... precedent over the news, and I guess there is some good news.
Sometimes
at least
it does, sadly.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm happy to report to you today that Janet Napolitano and her years as Secretary of Homeland Security are over.
She's coming to my state.
What the heck is she going to run? The California State University?
Yep, the
system?
UC system. Absolutely.
My God,
ahead of that.
What a horror show.
Mm.
And yeah, right.
Got him out of college. It can only go downhill.
My God, what a disgrace! She was nothing but a derelict of duty when she was Secretary of State. Now, how does somebody like that turn all
people
of that
at
mess?
USC are cheering. They're waiting for UCLA to fall down.
Yeah, turn sauerkraut into sugar. Somehow or other, she's turned sauerkraut into sugar. I mean, I'll tell you. What a disgrace.
You're not talking about my girl Hillary, are you?
No, I'm talking about Hillary. I don't have the same feelings about at all. This is Janet Napolitano.
Oh, okay.
I do like her ice cream, though. And her pasta.
All right, good for you. All right, so Roberta, the Queen of Cheap Report today will include, in a few minutes, stories on saving money how?
Oh, saving money on tote bags and Girl Scout cookies and great back-to-school deals.
Girl Scout cookies.
Even free dining at Disney. This is a big deal.
Big deal.
Big deal.
A big deal.
Yep.
All right, so in the news department, over the weekend it was revealed that dishwashers are the most ideal environment for black yeast fungi.
Oh, that's where I grow all mine.
Yeah, and you will be growing plants.
And I harvest it. Stuff. Harvest it. I saute it with onions.
Yeah. Delicious.
But you know what I'm talking about. The stuff that is in your bathtub.
Right, yeah. So that grows under your grout and you can't get
really,
at it.
Yeah, it's really gross. But the best place or worst, depending on how you, if you use a dishwasher. Who here uses a dishwasher?
I'm using one right now, actually.
Yeah. Well, washers do it.
Yeah.
I don't use it, but my niece who's now working for me running the farm store, and she spends a night or two a week here. She can't stand the dirty dishes. Meredith's not much on dirty dishes either, and so the dishwasher gets used. I never turn the thing on. I either wash them myself or I leave them in the sink.
Who do you think is going to come and get rid of them?
Well,
you?
In this case, you know, Meredith's situation seems to be taken care of, thanks to...
But you know how disgusting that is when you leave dishes in the sink? Do you know what grows on them?
Well, that's to the point of this whole exercise and understanding what... And I'll do better at it now because I don't want this kind of stuff growing. You know, you don't much think about it. And if I'm here by myself... It isn't. It's not like a priority. Hello.
That's why you run like dishwasher sanitizers every once in a while through your dishwasher.
Really? That's what you're supposed to do?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What is the, how do you get those? I don't even know.
You do white vinegar. White vinegar works great, especially if you have water that has a lot of minerals in it, so it also breaks the mineral.
Vinegar, there you go, Doug.
Vinegar is very
good for cleansing all kinds of things.
Oh, white vinegar. You know what I just found out is also good for?
No, Roberta, what you just find out is also good for?
When I go to our house in Rhode Island, it's right by the water, and it has these, like, horrible, pesky little mosquitoes that when you swat them, they smear black on you. I mean, they're really awful.
Gross.
Well, I was cleaning some stuff for the spring cleaning, and I accidentally spilled a whole bunch of white vinegar on me.
Yeah.
The mosquitoes didn't go near me, and then I looked it up.
Okay. Sure enough, anybody else, but you smelled like vinegar.
You smell like salad. I mean, but, you know, that's better than all that chemical stuff you put on you.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, if you have to have a choice. But it actually worked rather well. I was pleasantly surprised.
Well, I guess then beware, caution, have that knowledge, and take some action. From the moment George Zimmerman held up his arms and told the police that he had shot Trayvon Martin, one fact was undisputed. An unarmed black teenager was dead.
Mm.
From that point to this, it's been defense lawyers, it's been prosecutors, it's been a difficult case, it's been a media fiasco, the investigation wasn't handled well at all, but he was found not guilty of any charges. So, Roberta, what do you think? What's the conversation in New York about this?
We kind of feel that states like Texas and Florida should just, like, leave. just leave. Between the abortion bill and Zimmerman, just, like, just go. Go somewhere else.
Well, there's Roberta's tolerant point of view on what's going on there. What say you? 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, and Rich will be in at some point during the hour. So what's the latest from our... We have been asking our poll, in fact, today at DougStephan.com has to do with your thoughts on the Zimmerman trial, about our social media, Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show. I was very active in this area as well, Kenny.
Barbara says, I am totally devastated. This is America, really? This is not just about Trayvon, but all of America. The saddest part is who will be next.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And Daniel says, the Zimmerman case is proof that American law still works and there is hope for America.
Isn't it? It's so the points of view are so divergent, and the extremes here, the opposites, 180 degrees.
You know what gets me is when people say, I feel like this is wrong. Well, you know, I feel like it was wrong, too, but you have to put yourself in the position of the jury, and they did not have enough evidence to convict the guy.
Well,
and you have to remember, and I think we were talking about this off the air, there is no crime goes unpunished. Mm-hmm. This guy is not going to be able to get a job. Mm-hmm. He's going to have to deal with the civic lawsuit. It's not like he's walking away
no
from
point
this.
In
but
him.
He might be able to get a job in Florida.
I doubt it.
But the civil lawsuit goes no place because the guy doesn't have any money. Okay, so what's the point?
Like the O.J. Simpson
now,
one. Remember,
well,
he had
would
money,
turn
though.
That around. Okay, so if there's a book that gets, there's bound to be a book, a movie. So then if he gets some money out of that, then Trayvon Martin's family might have a chance at a couple of $1 million. And
you
so
know
maybe
what they did in New York yesterday?
What?
They had Hootie Day.
Yeah, I think that is so ridiculous. This is not Nelson Mandela here. I mean, that's what I don't get is that the celebrities.
Nelson Mandela wore a hoodie?
No, but I mean, it's like, let's not, I mean, people are glorifying this kid. It is tragic. It is sad to watch the parents and they realize that they have to live their life without their son.
Yeah.
But this was not like, I just feel like by wearing these hoodie t-shirts or by having hoodie day, you're just throwing more gas onto the fire that has made this like a racial thing. And it's not. It's not a racial thing.
You don't think
and
so?
It shouldn't
you don't think
be.
If Zimmerman was an African American and
I
Martin
think,
was a white boy, it wouldn't have been.
I think we wouldn't even hear about it. Honest to God, I don't think the only reason that we heard about it.
We would have heard about it. It wouldn't have been an issue, and he would have been behind bars.
Look at all the murders going on in Chicago every weekend. Do we hear about those?
That's the whole point.
Do we hear about the autistic boy that just died over the weekend in Los Angeles? No, we don't.
That's the point, Jen. That had the races been reversed, we wouldn't even heard about it, and the guy would be behind bars.
Oh, I don't think he would. I think this was a self-defense thing, and they had no evidence, and they couldn't. And I think it was a joke that they even brought it to trial because it cost taxpayers a lot of money to deal with this.
So you mean a young black kid in a hoodie shooting a middle-aged white man?
I don't care if he's wearing a prom dress.
So I'm shooting a middle-aged white man in Florida.
It was raining.
And he wouldn't be behind bars.
I don't think so. If there was a fight and there was a struggle, I don't think so. I think you have to look at the case. I don't think it has anything to do with race. I really don't. I listened to all the testimony. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it annoys me that this kind of thing even gets national attention. This should be a local Florida story. This should be something that WMEL is covering. This is not something that Fox News and CNN and MSNBC need to be playing theme music for to watch Zimmerman watch. I mean, all they do is sensationalize this. And really, that, you know, I don't know. It just.
All right, you'd like to have some good news?
Yes, please.
The good news is that Mercury, ruler of commerce, will go direct. Next week, we're going to get out of Mercury being in retrograde.
Did you really just stop Zimmerman talk to talk about
Yes, I'm sick of the Zimmerman talk. Absolutely sick and tired of it.
He can do what he wants.
He is an incompetent nincompoop who doesn't deserve, I don't think, a moment of anybody's time. This whole thing was contrived by the news media. It was a big story in Florida. Yes, that's true.
And that should be a story in Florida, but it's everywhere else. We shouldn't even know about it.
Well, we ought to know about it because we ought to be more informed about what's going on, how the system works. But at any rate, if you have been spending money like water, as fast as it comes in and goes out, you'll be happy to know your money horoscope will improve next week.
Thank you.
All right, so there you go.
I hope so.
And in addition to that, we'll have some ways of saving money this week, courtesy of the Queen of Cheap, in just a moment here on Good Day.
Okay, new kid, here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it, ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippity-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Brother vs. Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts.
Team Jonathan!
Every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow, this is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother vs. Brother premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 central on HGTV.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive.
Wow, wow, wow.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Let's find out how we can save serious money today, courtesy of Roberta and her research.
Serious money. Well, if you're going back to school deals or people, you know, you can use this to outfit a home office or buy stuff for your just bigger office. But Office Max has some terrific back to school meals deals. You make a $5 purchase and you can get things like pens for a quarter, let's see, glue sticks for a quarter, pencils for a penny, Purell hand sanitizer for 10 cents. Some great deals here. So check out all the back to school deals at Office Max. As Staples has some good stuff going on as well, too. If you love Girl Scout cookies and you don't want to wait for those little girls to go around selling them to you, well, we have a free e-cookbook for you. It's Girl Scout Cookie Copycat Recipes. Say that fast. Girl Scout Cookie Copycat Recipes. So you can make your own Girl Scout cookies at home, should you be so inclined. They'd probably be healthier than the ones that they sell anyway. Arby's. If you're going to go to Arby's today or tomorrow, you can get a free Arby's Triple Berry Shake. That's with the purchase of any combo. Absolutely free. It's a 20-ounce shake, and we have the coupon for you at DougStephan.com. Also, if you want something really stylish to put your groceries in, tote them around, and put your loved one's face or somebody else's face or your own face on your tote bag. So, heck, you know that that's your tote bag. Hey, that's my tote bag there. That's my face on it. You can get a free one from York Photo, who's doing that right now. And also, Disney World has this deal going on that if you check in to Disney World sometime in September, between September 2nd and September 25th, and you book this by July 31st, you can get a free dining plan if you stay a minimum of 3 nights. So this is a really good deal. You can either do quick service dining if you're at a moderate or deluxe or moderate resort, and a free standard dining plan at a deluxe resort. So it's free food at Disney. It's not the only thing you will get free there. And you'll find all of this great stuff at DougStephan.com. Check out the Queen of Cheap section.
In the next half hour, sex and alcohol in the focus here on Good Day.
A simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN WGN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Attention after on Friday, I believe, on the Good Day program, I have the guys in the studio in Washington find music that punctuates a story or an emotion or something going on. Sometimes I ask Kenny to do that. Kenny's very knowledgeable when it comes to music, and so is Richie. So as I was listening to Blinded by the Light, and I'm now trying to remember why I wanted to play that. What were we talking about, Kenny? Do you remember?
It was the plane crash.
The pilot said they were blinded by the light. Right, okay. So I played the version. It wasn't the Bruce version, even though he wrote it. It was
Manfred Mann.
And for years, as that song played, you listened to the lyric. No matter how blinded by the light you may have been, you weren't wrapped up like a feminine hygiene product, which is what a lot of people think that song says. It does not say
ew.
That. And so I was thinking about some other songs that are sort of victims of the same thing, like Tiny Dancer. Elton John does not sing Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza.
Really?
Which is what some people think this lyric line is about. It's Hold Me Closer, Tiny Dancer. Another example of that is Creedence Clearwater Revival. Misquoted song lyrics. I think that's happened to Jimi Hendrix's tune. Actually, his line, "Excuse me while I kiss the sky" from Purple Haze, was confused. "Excuse me while I kiss this guy" with Creedence in this song. A lot of people think the lyric line is "There's a bathroom on the right." "There's a bad moon on the rise" is the lyric line, not "there's a bathroom on the right." And then there's the Guns N' Roses song, Paradise City. Lyrics. A lot of people, maybe it's because they've heard too many of these songs in karaoke bars, get this stuff messed up. Paradise City by Guns N' Roses. Take me down to a very nice city. Actually, the lyric is Take me down to Paradise City. There are a number of these songs, and because I was thinking of Panama, can you find that one, Evan? The Van Halen song, Panama? Panama, listen to me.
Panama.
Yeah. All right, we'll do some more of these later on, because they're actually some more, and they're kind of fun. All right, you have it now? You want to play it? The song by Van Halen, Panama. Never mind, let's do it later on, because I want to do a 2020 news quiz. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Why do I hear not? I hear Black Paper Boys in the
ready.
Green room. Am I on? I got to make sure. All right, okay. So here's the question. One of the former presidents of the United States is going to be visiting because of a ceremony being held in his honor, or actually it's more a ceremony being honored or being used to honor a program he started. So what former president of the United States is guesting today at the White House, and what's the reason for a swell prize? 888-302-3684. What former president comes to the White House today to celebrate something that he started that Mr. Obama is happy to keep going? 888-302-3684 for the prize 2020 info quiz at 28 after the hour. And good day.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Are your pets going through a midlife crisis? You know, although dogs and cats don't have the opportunity to do anything as drastic during a midlife crisis as getting a divorce or dyeing their hair or buying themselves a brand new Porsche, many dogs and cats do suffer. The problem generally doesn't crop up until the dog or cat is 3 or 4 years old. Remember, not so long ago, he was an adorable puppy or kitten, the center of attention. People took him on special family outings and vacations and praised him profusely every time he responded to a command. Took him to the vet twice a year for checkups and shots and showered him with gifts, love, and attention. Then this pet became a fixture in the house. The owners had other interests, and after a few years, the novelty of having a pet wore off. The daily walks became shorter, there were fewer of them, and the old rawhide bones and worn-out toys were never replaced. The visits to the vet and the groomer were neglected. Pretty soon, the animal was left on his own devices with no one to play with, no one to care whether he was there or not. Remember, as our pets get older, they need the same attention that they got when they were younger. So please, please don't let your pet go through a midlife crisis. I'll more next time.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes?
Okay, can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Diamonds turn to dust, but you go on forever and ever and ever. If you feel a rough day coming on, remember to hang in there, even if delays, disruptions threaten to bring down your plans for the day. Don't be reluctant to take a step back, revise your game plan. If you have to change things, adapt a little bit, think about how we all do that here. You think that every moment, every second on the air, we have it all planned so that we know exactly what we're going to say.
Down to the millisecond.
Yeah, that's right. That's how it works here. So our 2020 News Quiz question, focusing on a visitation to the White House today by a former president. How many do we have to choose from? Carter,
Bush, Clinton, Bush.
Clinton, Bush. Right? Those, so there are five.
Yep.
Okay, one of them's coming to the White House today. Who is it and why? That's for the swell prize. 2020 News Quiz question. You've got 5 minutes to answer it. You're still working on it. 888-302-3684. Inform the rest of our friends who are listening to the program and want to know what's going on. What is going on? What's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. There is a study that came out over the weekend that indicates that sex is the key to your looking younger and living much longer.
Ew.
The more sex you have as you get older, the better you will look and the longer you will live. It's pretty straight.
Can you send that to me, please?
To the point, and it's not necessarily, the medium is the message. You just got the message. Having a good, healthy sex life is key to looking younger, acting younger, being much more physically fit, and therefore living longer. And there are a lot of people who have been married for a long time that just kind of give up. And then there are some other folks. I read a story yesterday. Was it yesterday? Saturday night, I think. I was sort of drifting off, and I was reading about a 78-year-old man, a 74-year-old woman, who have at least twice a day the option to, and they take advantage of it, to have sex. And they've been married for 40 years, and they have tried to at least once, if not twice a day, for those 40 years, engage each other physically. And I'm betting without this being too much over the edge or over the top, that they love each other very, very, very much. Because I think that at least in, I don't know, experiential or whatever it is, but if you really, really, really dig the person you're with, is it a duh that the sex is going to be? I mean, there are a lot of circumstances in which it could be okay or pretty good if you're just, you know, doing wild and crazy things. But for it to last, there has to be a love quotient like you wouldn't believe. So that's number one on the survey list. Number two, alcohol and antioxidants in beer. Maybe I should save this story for Richie's presence, right? Although you think he's laying off the beer now that he's going through these treatments?
I think so. That? Really? You think?
Huh? I think
that's
so.
A tough one.
All right, well, let's save that until he shows up on the scene. I would rather have that conversation with him because it would be much more fun. 888-302-3684, who's visiting the White House today, former president. This is a story that disturbed me. And I wonder how Roberta and Jennifer and Kenny and you feel about this. This is the story of Malala Yousafzai.
Oh, yeah.
Remember her, the 16, Pakistani teenager?
16-year-old, yeah. She turned 16 in front of the UN.
Right. And she spoke to the UN and criticized their ban on girls' education. That was it wasn't the UN, but the Taliban has suggested that women ought not to be educated, and the UN hasn't done anything about it. And so that's why she spoke. When you think about how backward these people are, and this underscores what we've talked about this a lot, frankly, how backward the thinking is of people who run these, whether it's the Taliban, whether it's Al-Qaeda, whether it's any of these groups that are opposed to civilization. That's basically what they are. They're opposed to civilization. They want everything their way, and they're willing to lie, cheat, steal, and murder in order for their way of life to be predominant. And one of the ways that they keep the women down, because, obviously when you look at what's happened in the Muslim Spring movement, one of the chief movements, the chief reasons for the movement is because women are getting tired of being treated the way that they're being treated, as well they ought to be. This young woman was the one who was shot by the Taliban, right? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They shot her friends as well. They wanted to kill them because they were out protesting. They were young activists. And so this young woman came to the UN and had a press conference, talked about her feelings, and wondered why the UN hadn't done something about this. And I think that's a pretty good question.
It was a very impassioned speech, if you got a chance to see it.
Yeah.
I mean, the kids in this country should look at this girl and go, wow. I mean,
the kids in this country are overwhelmed by their technology and pay no attention to anything.
I know.
They have it too good. It's too easy. And it gets easier and easier every day instead of harder and harder.
She's an inspiration, though, that's for sure.
Well, I wonder, Roberta, when you talk to Victoria, your 17-year-old daughter,
yeah,
whether she pays attention to things like this. She's a very educated, articulate, and interesting woman, young woman, because she has an education. She was interested in an education. You pushed the education on her. How would you describe her relationship with learning?
She's a very much of a self-starter. She loves to learn.
I remember every time I was
Absolutely.
Ever around her at any age from when she was mm-hmm. able to read, she reminded me of my daughter. She always had a book in her hand.
Yeah, always, exactly. Yeah. She would never go anywhere without a book in her hand.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, some of it I think is, you know, just who the child is. I think a lot of it is what they see at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I also credit early childhood education tremendously.
Yeah.
Both my children went into early childhood education full day. I'm talking 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Starting at what age?
At a Montessori school when they were 2 years, 9 months, which was the youngest age you could put a child in a
my
preschool.
Children did the same thing. Both men,
in New
Megan
York
and
State.
Brendan.
Oh,
yeah.
Yep.
Megan and Brendan went. I don't remember. I think Megan started when she was three, and Brendan, excuse me, when he was four. And
yep.
It was because Megan had shown interest early on in speaking, communicating,
mm-hmm.
and so even though at that point in my life I didn't have extra money. It was something that we both talked about, Tony and I, and decided that this was a good way for them to get an adjustment. And the school was right around the corner. Tony actually was a teacher in mm-hmm. this field at this age, and she was teaching at a public school. And so the things that she would do in the public school mirrored or mimicked what they did in the Montessori school, but that was just one school. And it wasn't in all the schools, and it happened to be not in the schools where we were living. So Megan went to the same elementary school as I did, but she had the preparatory work done, spending a couple of years at the Montessori school. And even then, there wasn't the emphasis. I didn't go to kindergarten. And there wasn't the emphasis on kindergarten or nursery school.
Yeah, my youngest daughter didn't. My oldest daughter, youngest one, didn't either. She didn't go to kindergarten. She went straight into first grade because when they tested her, and the Montessori school was an accredited New York State kindergarten as well, so they said, no, it's just this kid knows too much to go into kindergarten. And that, Doug, I think is a real big problem in this country. You know, they put a lot of emphasis, you know, kids going to kindergarten, kids going to college, and they don't realize that this early childhood education is critical.
Yeah.
It's important.
Same for the same reason that not letting your child sit in front of a television screen or a computer screen until he or she is well on his or her way to being 3 years old. You put those kids in front of a computer or in front of a television screen, it scrambles their brain. The neurons can't take it. It's too much for them.
They can't
make the connection, and that's what causes all of these problems as kids get older. It's a disgrace, frankly.
The fact that they've cut back funding for Head Start those are the kids who need it the most.
It's so stupid. And the way that the education system has gouged
5 years old is way,
ridiculous.
Way too late for a child to start school. As they don't start languages, is a big beef of mine. They don't start languages till middle school. Optimum language, your second language, third language learning happens when kids are young. They said the kids can learn up to 5 languages before they're 10 years old. Easily.
Right. Yeah, it's much easier.
They just absorb them like sponges, but we're so myopic in this country.
Former President George H.W. Bush coming to the White House today for a ceremony. President Obama is holding the 5,000th Daily Point of Light Award, which was created by Bush, 20 years ago? He was president 20-some-odd years ago, right? To honor those who volunteer. This was a volunteer service. I always thought it was kind of cool. He used it, as I remember, in a campaign speech. Isn't that where it came from, if I'm not mistaken? Or no, his inaugural address.
1,000 points of light.
Yeah, the inaugural address, 1989. So anyway, he and some other members of his family, his son, the former president, is not showing up. You got to wonder why that is. It could be two reasons. George, the son, thinks, I don't want to upstage my father, like he was going to upstage his father. And or he, you know, there's always been this strain between George Bush and Daddy Bush, pretty obvious actually, but a couple of the other sons are going to be there. And one of the reasons people love to see George Bush is because of his socks. How many people saw? Remember when the last time the Presidential Library, I think it was, opened in Dallas, George Bush had on a gray suit and pink socks.
That's what the real men wear is pink socks.
You know, I met this guy in Kansas City who's making socks, and he gave me a couple of pair, and I started thinking...
Oh, you had him on the air. I remember him.
Yeah, right. Glass, I think is his name. Wasn't it Jim Glass, if I'm not mistaken? Anyway, I want to do that. I think that's kind of a cool thing. I'm not much of a fashion plate, as most people will tell you, but I think those sorts of things are cool and give people something to talk about. So maybe
personality. It's like wearing a nice fancy tie. It gives you a little edge.
Something to talk about. All right, speaking of nice and fancy, Jennifer Horn in a moment brings us up to date on some of the television news. Very important stuff coming up here on Good Day at 15 before the hour.
Brother versus Brother is coming to HGTV.
We're mentoring two teams of home improvement experts.
Team Jordan!
Every week, each team will renovate a different property.
Everything is brown, 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 and more brown.
We're looking for that one person who is the best at increasing the property value.
Wow, this is...
is a dramatic change.
Everything and anything you would possibly want to see in Property Brothers times 10.
Brother versus Brother. Premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 Central on HGTV.
If you came to Sears, I'd show you a Kenmore Elite French door refrigerator with 33 cubic feet of storage capacity. No other fridge holds more. Isn't that right, Gargantua?
Gargantua loves big shiny boxes. Hold 50 pterodactyl wings. Gargantua loves pterodactyl wings.
Yeah, it's a giant, all right. And I can help you save 30% on this model or any other Kenmore Elite refrigerator.
For experts who know more and save you more, this is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/14 to 20.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. When planning a vacation, hidden fees can add up quickly. Be prepared and don't let these unexpected costs derail your vacation fund. Understanding these fees prior to travel will help you avoid surprises and be ready for additional charges on your credit card bill. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
Knowing what type of fees to expect can help travelers avoid hidden costs when vacationing both domestically and internationally. Traveling with just a carry-on can alleviate hefty baggage fees at the airport, and an advance call to your hotel will prepare you for additional room taxes and fees. If travelers do get surprised with unexpected charges while on the road, a travel rewards program like the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards Credit Card allows customers to apply the points as a statement credit to eliminate those unplanned travel related charges, including baggage fees.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say yes. Your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Time for the Daily Television Report. The television report brought to you by Brother versus Brother. HGTV's own Property Brothers are back with a brand new reality series where they mentor a team of home renovation experts. Brother versus Brother, or Bro versus Bro, premieres Sunday night at 10, 9 Central on HGTV. I sure will have a review on that. Meanwhile, Jennifer reports on the fall of an anchor at KTVU. What a moroni.
Yeah, no kidding. You got to make sure that when you read some names off of a teleprompter, you don't say the F word.
Well,
that's just a rule.
It was one of the four names that were presented. We didn't use that one. We used Sumting Wong.
Yeah, We Too Low.
We Too Low, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, so.
Some sad news in the world of TV, Dougie. Glee star Corey Monteith, he was found dead Saturday.
Drugs?
In his room at the Fairmont Pacific Rim Hotel in Vancouver. According to cops, he's only 31. He plays Finn on Glee. He had hung out with friends on Friday night, came back to his room alone on Saturday morning. When he didn't check out of the hotel as planned on Saturday, the hotel staff went into his room and found him dead and said he had been dead for quite some time. Foul play's not suspected. He just left rehab, I think, in April, and has talked very openly about his struggles with drugs. One Parade magazine article said when he was 19 that he liked to do any and all drugs and in large quantities. So, sad news when you see these talented people fall to their demons.
All right, Lindsay Lohan has, what's the big deal with
Speaking
her?
Speaking of demons, that's what I was getting to.
Yeah, right.
Lindsay Lohan has made a deal with Oprah, and all I can say is, Oprah, how desperate are you to exploit this girl? Ay, ay, ay. Oprah Winfrey has signed Lindsay Lohan to her own network. They're going to do an interview together, a sit-down, next month, and then the own cameras will start following Lindsay in an 8-part documentary series, which really means a reality show for the network. It'll follow her as she tries to rebuild her career.
All right.
But some bad news for Betty White. We don't hear much of it because she's always on the upswing. But NBC has canceled Betty White's Off Their Rockers. It was a pretty terrible show, and I'm very sympathetic because I love Betty White, but it was pretty bad.
What was it?
Gone.
What? How often was it on?
It was kind of like a candid camera thing, except with senior citizens.
Yeah.
It was pretty silly, though.
Yeah, right.
Arrested Development, good news for you fans. If you like the show, producer Brian Grazer has hinted that Netflix may be interested in more episodes. Yeah. They're in conversations to do more now. And fans of Lost, the girl that played Penny, Sonia Walder, she's landed a recurring role on NBC's Parenthood. So that's kind of fun news.
It is.
Yeah.
Really?
I think so. Lost fans stay true to their people.
All right, there it is, like 24 fans do, I guess.
Exactly.
51 past the hour. Jennifer and Doug here on Good Day.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Scotia University is looking to recruit professional patients for doctors to practice on as they learn their craft. Listen to this. Men would get paid to get 12 proctology exams a day. You know how much they're paying the guys? Not enough! It's not enough!
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, one of the medical experts on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, takes great pride in researching lots of medical news. That's how he keeps himself abreast of what's going on, so that he can talk with you with expertise when we're together every weekend answering your calls on the Good Day Weekend Health program. So he's here to review some of the, if you will, hot hits in medical news, omega-3 fatty acids and prostate cancer, Ken.
Absolutely. This is an example, Doug, of how I'm always so concerned when people self-medicate with supplements and say, oh, it's only supplements, it's natural, it's not going to hurt me. This is out of the Journal of National Cancer Institute. Don't get alarmed, but what we learn is that the higher the level of omega-3 fatty acids, not from naturally eating fish, but from taking supplements on your own, correlated with the severity, how bad the prostate cancer was when it was diagnosed. And a lot of prostate cancer is so benign, it grows so slowly, you don't even have to do anything about it because it's not going to hurt you even if you live to 140. Mm-hmm. But this correlated with getting the worst types of prostate cancers, because the ones that will hurt you very quickly, and the higher the level of your omega-3 fatty acids from supplements correlated with the worst types of prostate cancer.
So is there a way when you have your annual physical, a blood test that gets done to understand the level of omega-3s that would be in your system and in your blood?
I think this underscores everything in medicine, that when you take any sorts of pills or capsules, even if they're prescribed or not prescribed, there are both risks and benefits. It's a seesaw. And you have to talk to somebody, talk to your doctors about the risks and benefits.
I've talked to you. You told me to take omega-3s, and I'm doing it. I don't know that there. You gave me a limit. I think it was 4,000.
Well, we may have to have a talk after this, because this really, I think, raises some concern in somebody, you know, as they get towards the years where prostate cancer becomes an issue.
But what's the yin and the yang here? Omega-3s are important to people like me who want to maintain flexibility. It's good for your heart. It's good for your brain.
Well, the most recent information that came out a few months ago, and we talked about it on our show, is that actually for the heart, it doesn't seem to have any benefit.
Well, what benefit does it have then?
What benefit does it have?
Yeah.
Well, there may be some subgroups of patients who may be benefited from it, but for you, I would just eat fish once a day, and I would give up the supplement.
Really?
Yes, based on this study.
That's interesting. All right, so there you have it, folks. Food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun. All right, here's the smart stem cell of the week story.
Well, this is in the category that I don't like to create false hope, and but people have asked me to talk about this again. This is out of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. It was back in April, where you don't have to go to embryonic stem cells with all the emotion that that creates, but we all have in our own bodies these incredible cells that can grow into anything in the future, and the folks at the Mayo Clinic, by adding some safe ingredients to the stem cells of an individual, were able to make them then grow into heart cells. They gave them to patients who had weak hearts and resulted in heart failure, and this improved the ability of the pumping. And this is not available in the next few weeks, but hopefully a decade or more from now, this will be an option for us heart doctors to provide you.
Whenever Ken talks about prostate cancer and prostate problems, I think of PT9, which is something that deals with this prostate issue that is basically part of us all growing older, Ken.
Doug, prostate issues are simply a natural part, as you say, of growing older, but the urgency, weak flow, and the absolute worst, waking up repeatedly to go to the bathroom, is something that we want to take away from all of your lives. The good news is many natural ingredients can control these annoying symptoms. Sal palmetto can help, pumpkin seed oil, beta-sitosterols, lycopene, zinc, selenium, and vitamin D. Any of these wonderful ingredients can help with symptoms and health of your prostate, but PT9 has all of them. That's why it works better than anything you've ever tried, and it's been tested to be safe. So stop wasting your money, and for the best results, try the best product. It's that simple. And if it's not enough, PT9 will also boost your testosterone levels naturally. That's a 2-for-1 right there.
Call now for PT9, 800-811-6931. That's 800-811-6931. Mention Dr. Ken, and you'll get an added benefit, an added boost, a little surprise. 800-811-6931 for PT9.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.